Classic Hits 98.9 WJEZ. Good morning and welcome to the Community Forum. I'm Cynthia Grahn. We have Dale Maley with us today. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
He is an author and a historian from Fairbury, talking about Fairbury History Friday. But today we're going to be talking about old maps and how you came to get those, right?
Yes, correct.
Where do we want to start?
Well, a few weeks ago, a good family friend of ours, Cindy Helmers, she got an email, and it had a mention in there about county historical information. And she's sort of a history buff, but she knows I'm a really serious history guy, so she forwarded me the email. So I started doing a little searching using links on the email. I didn't really realize that the state of Illinois has a state library in Springfield and has its own website. So I searched for Fairbury information through that state library system online, and here up popped some maps from 1885 of Fairbury done by the Sanborn Insurance Company. So I look a little further, and apparently this insurance company did maps of towns for fire insurance purposes. Now, these old maps were saved, but they were only available in person to you at the Library of Congress in Washington, D.C. But a few years ago, the state of Illinois did an initiative to digitize more records. And apparently these maps got scanned in, digitized, and put online. So now they're available to anybody through the Internet. And I've done Fairbury Google searches. You know, you go page after page after page, and I've never run across these. But through this email and the link, I actually found them. And then come to find out there's they covered five different years, 1885, 1892, 1898, 1906, and 1911. These maps are extremely detailed and very well done. They're really a treasure trove of historical information. Now, the earliest map in 1885 has three different sheets. They split the town up into three areas. But the town's growing in this time period, and by the time of the last map, 1911, it takes nine sheets to show all of Fairbury. Now, some of the interesting things back in the 1880s, there were small businesses in the basements in front of the stores on Main Street. So often you had to go down the stairs from the Main Street sidewalk to go down into the business. And these ran, I think the last one closed roughly 1962. So a lot of these small basement businesses were rather unique. And the maps show the locations where those businesses were at on Main Street. Now the maps even go outside city limits. Right next to the city was Rufus Straight's Tile Factory. And the tile was needed to drain the swamp ground because most of Livingston County was swamped before it was tiled. And what's interesting, this Mr. Strait, there's an illustration of his tile factory and his farm in the 1888 history book, and it kind of matches up really well using the maps. They compare very well. It also shows the coal mine we used to have 1 mile west of town, and it also shows the coal mine by the Indian Creek subdivision as well. Now, the maps have names of all the Fairbury businesses, all the major businesses. So there's a lot of people collect bottles and other things, and they wonder about, was there that company ever exist or not? Well, all the names are in there. For example, there was a family named Kring, K-R-I-N-G. They had a huge greenhouse complex just west of the high school. There was also a Fairbury Foundry, which was just west of Dave's Supermarket. Joseph Slagle had a machine shop at 6th and Main Street. He made a hit-and-miss engine called the Midget, and it was made by Fairbury Motor Works. Those are extremely rare engines. I only know of three in existence in the United States. It also shows the train depots, the hotel locations and their names, the fairgrounds, the racetrack, Isaac Walton Edison schools, and all the different churches. Now, Alma Lewis James, she wrote the Fairbury history book, Stuff Clubs and Antimacassars, and she intentionally only covered 1857, when the town was founded, up till 1900. But the 1885 Sanborn map would have been a great addition to her book, but I'm pretty sure she didn't know it existed. Otherwise, she probably would have included it.
Probably.
It would have really tied in well to her book. Now, because these maps are so detailed, it's really hard to see them on a small computer screen. You have to basically zoom in on one block at a time and just focus on one block. They're a lot easier to read if they're printed out in large sheets. So I found a company that makes good-size engineering prints, and they make them out of a plastic-like material called Mylar. And Mylar is very durable. It'll hold up if a lot of people use them. So I had the three sheets of the 1885 maps printed up on Mylar and donated those to both the Domini Library in Fairbury and the Echoes Museum. And I've already talked to some people that's gone in, laid out the maps, and they're really handy to look at, study the history of the town. So I'd say it's, those Sanborn maps are probably one of our greatest Fairbury historical finds in the last 10 years. Myself and other history buffs are still digesting all the information that's in those maps. So it should be a great resource to anyone doing historical research about the Fairbury area.
That's really interesting. My question for you is, what's the most surprising thing you found by researching those maps?
The Fairbury Motor Works story, there was a little controversy. A collector out in Iowa found one and got a hold of the library in Fairbury, and they in turn got a hold of me. And we traced it down that this Joseph Slagle made it. But there were questions about, well, he needed castings. Those hit-and-miss engines needed castings, and Fairbury didn't have a casting place. Well, I'd heard that Fairbury had a foundry, but wasn't sure. And here I go on the map. I find Joseph Slagle's machine shop exactly where it's supposed to be, and I find a Fairbury foundry right by Dave's supermarket. So everything fit together. So that's just one little example of what all the stuff we're still finding out about the maps.
Very interesting. So we will be back with you next Friday. What's a little bit of some highlights we're going to hear about then?
We're going to talk about health issues of the early settlers. And it's a lot shorter lifespan back then. And we're going to talk about some of the reasons why and why we're a lot better off today than they were back in those days.
We've been speaking with Dale Maley. He's an author and historian for Fairbury History. I want to thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Community Forum. I'm Cynthia Groff for Classic Hits 98.9 WJEZ.